Pray from Bethel.
Support
you're tuned
for
in to
Talk Line is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran and I am ready, willing, and able to take your calls on what is clearly a regular winter day, finally, in the Delta. So it's about 17 degrees below zero, and we already have our first caller, John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, everyone. Morning, Dan. How you doing? 17 below, huh?
17.
Tomorrow will be 20 above.
Yeah, that's it.
Fluctuates every day there.
That is our life here.
Yeah, it's kind of weird weather, but other than that, we're not being real steady, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Could be a lot worse.
True.
So, it's warm, I guess.
Yeah.
You dress adequate and you move, you'll be nice and warm.
It's nice there's no wind
right now.
At least there's
no wind.
But there is a wind chill advisory later today. So.
You ever notice the weather out there? When it's moist cold, it's colder than the dry cold.
That's right, yeah.
Because the moisture seems like to seep in like sand.
Ugh, yeah.
Goes in anywhere.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to mention the virus that was going around. I was watching the news lately, I'm going to let my dogs in here.
Oh, okay. Yes, I bet they want in.
And you know that virus on the news? That was be localized all the time. Guess what? We only had 40 cases a couple of days ago.
I know.
And no hospital, hospitalization. So you know that vaccine's working. I got mine, and me and my brother are all done with it. And it's good to have it done because it might cost your life, you know.
I know.
Even if you have controversy about it, I think you should get it.
Well.
Because in the long run, you know, it could take your life away.
Yeah. You know, I think in the last 5 days, there's only been zero cases in Bethel.
Oh, boy, that's cool. You know that thing's working, though. And everybody wearing their masks and all that. That's a good sign,
yeah. You
know.
Yeah.
And eventually, we might even make a state of Alaska focus for the United States.
Yes.
Never know.
That'll be great.
Because, this program goes all over the world. I didn't know till I got the surgery and they mentioned that us too.
That's right, you're surgeons.
Woke me up in the pain right away and then I went to sleep again. So, we're just talk is really good. Good for the program, good for the people.
Yeah.
When people can speak up with, like, reprisal. If you have reprisal, you don't have to mention names or situations. I don't like reprisals anyway. But if they're in the wrong, I will say something about it.
Sure.
Other than that, you don't belittle people or mention names. Like, you be polite about this on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Show your courtesy and show you how much of a person you are,
Yeah.
It goes to show you when you talk like this. Anyway, I want to wish everyone really good day. If you're going out long distance, please dress adequately. And if you could, have another snow machine available. It's kind of cold now. And like you were saying, there might be a wind or storm or blowing snow.
Mm-hmm.
And even obscures it more. And the drifts are hard, if you notice.
Yeah.
They're not soft. That's dangerous, too. So reduce your speed if you're not familiar with a certain area. We don't want to have nobody killed or nothing.
Right.
So don't drink and drive and be safe. Watch out. It's still slippery on the road, so be careful when you're driving. Watch out pedestrians. And pedestrians, just be careful. Use common sense. Okay, thank you for a good weekend, Diane.
Thank you, John.
You stay warm, though.
You too. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Chico. You're on the line. Welcome, Chico.
Yes, good morning to all. All the way from Chivac. Chivac says good morning to all. Whoever's there, all listeners, good morning from Chivac.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's good to get our greeting from Chivac. Speaking of that wind chill, there is a wind chill advisory in effect from 9 o'clock tonight until noon on Sunday. Very cold wind chills expected. Wind chills as low as 45 below zero for the Kuskokwim Delta from about 9 o'clock this evening to noon on Sunday. This dangerously cold wind chill could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. So even so if you're snow machining, you have to be completely covered up. Or you'll get those quarter-sized frostbite signs on your cheeks.
Hey, can I just remind listeners to make sure they turn their speakers completely down when they call in, because even the tiniest amount of volume will result in your voice sounding like it's in an echo chamber when their speakers are on, even the tiniest amount.
Okay. So, all right. Very good. All right, so we've had a couple of callers, and our lines are open. So I'm going to go ahead and give out the numbers, 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and I will read your emails over the air. You can be anonymous for those emails. I do have one email that I'm going to get here. Here it is. I have an anonymous email, and it goes like this. I saw a GoFundMe created by Lena Morgan. The family has this fundraiser. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Had a frog in my throat. A wood frog that actually should be frozen, but is somehow in my throat. The family has this fundraiser to help with funeral expenses for her younger brother, Andrew Samuelson. Find it on Lena Morgan's Facebook page. Please donate to the effort if you are able. Andrew is the son of Shirley and Bob Samuelson of Bethel. Condolences. Okay, very sorry for that family's loss. So if you want to donate to the GoFundMe page created by Lena Morgan, if you go to Facebook and you search for Lena Morgan, you will find her page and you'll be able to get the link for the GoFundMe page, or maybe you can Google that. All right, so thank you for sending in your emails, and we have another caller coming up. As we know now, it's finally, like, very cold, although later next week it'll be back above zero, but for this weekend, it's good to take some precautions because of the wind chill advisory that's on for tonight into tomorrow. So we have a caller from Russian Mission, Victor. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. I'd like to say a good day to my folks, my mother, at Kimmo and Sophie Shorty, among my sisters and brothers.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I never cared for them for a while and shame, so I had to say hi to them.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I hope they're listening and enjoy hearing from you.
Yep. Thank you, guys, and have a good day.
Thank you, Victor. Okay. So, as you know, with Talkline, people can call in about anything. You can call in. I've had people send poetry that I've read on the air. News, if you want to comment on local, regional, state, national, international, or, in this case, universe news, because Grady's looking at me. What does she mean by that? Well, the Mars landing.
Oh, yeah!
Okay,
but
see?
But I'm going to since I'm chiming in, I want to say that each and every Friday I look forward to Chivac hello.
Oh, I like the Chivac hello. Yes, so Chico, thank you for that. So, yeah, they had the landing of the probe. I don't know what they call it, the thing that landed. I guess it's going to take 10 years to get the... The machinery there is actually going to collect soil samples in sterilized tubes, and it's going to take 10 years for the collection and the transport back to Earth. Hopefully, we'll see.
Perseverance.
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of it, right? Yeah, the the machine that landed on Mars is Perseverance. Yeah, it's very exciting because it takes, what does it take, 3 years to travel? Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, okay, so you could call in about that or how your community is settling down and finding its balance after COVID, and or you may have things to share that you're grateful for or things that you might be frustrated with and you'd like to share some information on a particular topic.
We are 1 month away from the deadline for Best in the West applications.
Oh.
So it might be a good chance for people who've either been past winners or just like some of the businesses that have been past awardees and gotten a leg up to call in and voice that because to get people going on that.
Right. Okay, good. That's true. Yeah, we're trying to figure out at what point can this cultural center start to have activities. Trying to talk about that. They did buy a bunch of those plexiglass barriers to where you could actually have a table with a plexiglass barrier and maybe have people come and, you know, see some crafts. That's been tough to go a year without the cultural center activities.
What are those of us who use that as our social.
Well, Grady.
I mean, I do.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I know you do. So it's a big loss. I have a One Tundra Drum announcement for all Alaska housings. Keep the water running as it gets colder so the pipes don't freeze. This message is from Alaska Housing. Okay.
And since there's no callers, because I was listening to the radio on our own airwaves last night, and they were covering Texas. Now, in Texas, they are telling people to not do that. Some of the, and it's because of the surges in water. So if you've heard on the airwaves contrary information, please understand that's there, not here. This is from the Alaska
Housing
saying this.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I feel for them down in Texas. I mean, it's one thing for us to have cold weather because that's what we expect and are accustomed to. It's another thing if you live in a place and it's suddenly 0 degrees when it never is that degree. I think that would be very tough, and I feel for those down there that are struggling. We're going to go to Noah from Tuluksac. All right, Noah.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, I would love to thank the people that supported Tuluksac with water, which is Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and that rap singer that supported Tuluksac.
Oh, who was that?
I couldn't recollect his name.
You're going to remember as soon as you hang up, probably.
Yes, I might, but that's
anyway.
People that so care.
Wow, I'm so glad.
To our village, along with Angoon. That have different issues with water, but I think that's the best resource that they outreach to us, and that's the support that we needed. And that's all I have to say, and have a nice day, and the people that supported us included.
Oh. And you know what? Right. I think we found out who the rapper is. It's the indigenous rapper Taboo from the from the group The Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, that might be him.
Nice.
If he's listening out there,
wow.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And looking forward to meet you in the future.
Awesome. All right. Thank
all
you
right.
for that call,
bye.
Noah. Bye. I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're going to have to maybe play a little bit of Black Eyed Peas in honor of Taboo.
Now, did you hear the interview between Taboo and our own newest news reporter,
no.
Olivia Eberts? And the great thing about that, it was just a touching moment because she was able to reflect on a time when her mother overheard some of the lyrics of his song and made some commentary about what a good message. And so she got to relay that right to him. And, you know, it was just a great radio moment. Anyway, I'm a radio geek. But it was also timely and awesome, and that can be found on our webpage. Go to Programs and Shows, Coffee at KYUK, and scroll down until you see Taboo.
Was it a Coffee at KYUK show?
It absolutely was.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to do that. That's really neat. And I don't know what else has been done in Tuluksac. I think that the state finally did declare a state of emergency, or a, not a state of emergency, but, well, yeah, maybe just for Chuluksak, which frees up the ability to get some services and stuff for replacing their water system in Washateria. All right, so our lines are open. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number, 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. And no topic is really off the table.
So I will say this. The Alaska Public Media produced a story on the 5th with Olivia, our own Olivia, mm-hmm. about the fire in Chuluksak and no disaster relief funding on the 5th. On the 8th, declared emergency by Dunleavy.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe the news got to him finally. It should have. That could have been done immediately, though, because that was a disaster and a really tough thing to happen in winter. And that's my opinion. It was a disaster. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, there's a now at the university. There's a PhD student. That's a doctoral student. Yoko Emarpik Kugo, and he's getting a PhD in interdisciplinary studies from UAF. And he, when you do a PhD, after you spend a few years actually research and learning about a topic, and then you usually write up all that you learned, and it can be a couple hundred pages of a dissertation. It's called a dissertation. So he did his on Iliamna Lake Ethnogeography, and that is Yupik Place Names and Sense of Place. So it sounds like he studied the Yupik names for different places and what that means and how it connects to us as human beings and our sense of where we are in the world. So if you want to listen to that, him present on that, you can next Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know if on our webpage we can put the link to the Zoom. There's a number that you can call and listen into that. And I'm going to figure that out when we take a break, and then I'll find what's the easiest way if you want to access that. So that's next Thursday at 10 a.m. and he's going to present, his learning on place names, Yupik place names. So we have Rose from AVCP. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. I'm just calling to advise or let the people know that we work with the villages with the winter backhaul project. We will not be having that event this winter, but we are currently planning to have a summer project going on. And this is funded through Donlin Gold, and our contractor, Delta Backhaul, Douglas mm-hmm. Huntman. So we will let everybody know when we'll start collecting electronic waste to be shipped out to Seattle.
Oh, okay, so no backhaul this winter, but you will have it over the summer.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, Rose, thank you.
All right.
Okay. We're going to go to Roy from Akiak. Good morning, Roy.
Yeah, good morning. Just a question on the 23rd. Deb Haaland's Senate hearing is set. I wonder if it'll be on KYUK, airing on KYUK. Just a question.
What was that first part you were talking? What were you wondering? I missed that.
I consider this a historic moment for the Native Americans or the indigenous people. So I was wondering, on Tuesday, Representative Deb Haaland, as United States Department of the Interior Secretary, will be having a hearing scheduled for February 23. Would that be able to be aired by KYUK or...
Oh, is that the hearing to...
Nominate.
To nominate her for Secretary of Interior?
Interior Secretary.
And they'll be live, live of her... She has to meet with Congress, and they ask her questions and decide.
Yes, I was. Wouldn't people be very curious about someone that is, I'll be fierce with everyone's right to be, you know, heard or something in reference to that?
Right. That's interesting. So, I don't think it's on the KYUK schedule, but Grady's listening.
Yes.
And he'll talk to Anna Rose about that.
Oh, that'd be really good to be listening to see how she responds to senators' questions.
That's right.
Both pro and con in reference to her. And it's scheduled 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time at Dirksen Senate Office Building in Washington, D.C. So,
oh, okay.
If you could look it up to see if it could be... Well, 9:30 Eastern.
That's going to be 5:30.
Time is like 5 hours or 4 hours ahead, something in reference to that. So if it can be delayed so the people can listen, it would be good if it isn't interfering too much with whatever is scheduled on Tuesday, the 23rd.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Grady's jotting that note down. Thanks, Roy.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. I'd be interested in that, too. That's the first time an indigenous person has been nominated for Secretary of Interior, which is amazing because that encompasses indigenous land and what happens to them and what decisions are made. And this is a Native woman who's going to be who's nominated for that cabinet position.
I'm confident that the audio is available somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm confident that we listen to our listeners. So I can at least say that we are going to find out where we can, if we can get the audio, and then if I can delay play it on Tuesday, that same day, in that music hour, the middle of the day, we'll make our effort to it. Stay tuned for promos on that. I will be talking to our news director.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's awesome. All right. So I think people are aware that the Avenues, which is, I think, 7th, 6th, 3rd Avenue, will be getting, there's a project now to get water water and sewer project. And the, I think they emailed in an announcement, and they might also be calling in, but I'll go ahead and read this, and I hope they call in as well. And they say, hello, my name is Chase Nelson, and I'm with Dowell, an engineering firm that helps the city out on projects. Oh, Pete Williams might be calling in, and here's the message, but hopefully Pete Williams will call in and tell us some more. The city of Bethel is working on an important project to bring pipe, water, and sewer to the Avenues neighborhood, which is in the area between 7th Avenue and 3rd Avenue and between Ridgecrest and Main. This is the main area behind AC and the BNC office building. This project is currently under design and with construction to begin as soon as fall 2021 and will be ongoing for the next couple of years. As part of this project, the city is reaching out to all residential property owners in the neighborhood to discuss bringing piped water and sewer to each residence in the neighborhood. Project representatives from Dowell, the city's engineering firm, are meeting at City Hall with property owners through the weekend and on Monday of next week. If you are a property owner in this area and have not scheduled your one-on-one meeting, please reach out to our project engineer, Britta Mohos, at 907-306-4197. The city can also be contacted with questions. Okay, so we probably will get some more information on that. All right, we're going to go to Herman Morgan from ANIAC. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, perhaps a misunderstanding, but the first caller, the reason the numbers go down is not because of that vaccine, or they call it a vaccine. It's because the World Health Organization, they tell people they're testing them wrong. they recycle them 60 times. They spin them in a thing 60 times, and that's too much. So a lot of these people, they said that COVID didn't have COVID, so... And to show how important this is, our Senate in Alaska, they passed a law, it's SR2, that they have to be informed consent, and they have to let people know that there's other medication like hydroxychloroquine available. And they're finding out that a lot of military personnel won't take it, so... You have to correct people when they give them information like that, that this is not a vaccine, it alters your DNA, and you shouldn't be, you should correct people when they say, you know, things like that, because it alters the woman's, in the body, in the womb, they call it, it alters the way it works, and some women are saying after they take it, they don't have their monthly anymore. And you guys better, anyhow, even in June, they're warning people who are telling people to get the vaccine that they have to have informed consent. And you don't have to get it. Some tests were wrong, and it's sad that KYK was blocking me from telling people about it. Lives could have been saved, you guys. You know, just wait. You don't have to take that. It's not a vaccine. You don't need it, you guys. There are some of the strange things going on in our world, and it wouldn't happen to our beautiful native people here. And it is so wrong for KYUK to block me from talking, anybody from talking about it. Only let people to push their vaccine, even clinics telling them they could. Forcing people to drink and not telling them they have to have informed consent. So please stop doing that. And pray, you guys, there's strange things happening in this world, especially with our new government. There are some pretty bad things that might be happening. You be ready to call on Christ Jesus. There's another life after this. I told you it's going to get worse, and we're seeing it. But quit doing that, KYK. Let both sides be heard. It's their body, their choice. Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Herman. We're going to go to Pete Williams. See, you say someone's name on the air, and miraculously they call right in. Hello, Pete. Welcome Hi. To Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I hung up just as I turned the radio off just as you started to read this announcement for the avenues, and I don't know how far you got through the email. So, but anyways, we have a project over on 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th to install piped water and sewer. And this week and the next, we're busy to have with the homeowners or those who own properties trying to have people come in here in City Hall and sign up and do the necessary paperwork to get their houses on piped water and sewer. So if anybody's got some questions, I'm glad to answer them.
Okay. And what is the location for this part of the system?
Yeah, so basically it is on Willow Street, which starts behind AC Store, and it's for the pipe will run between 3rd and 4th Avenues. There'll be a water pipe between 4th and 5th, 5th and 6th, and they'll go down. You can't really see them now, but there is a right-of-way that goes down behind those houses, mm-hmm. actually an alley supposed to be there in those spots, and they'll run a main line or a water line and a sewer line through those right-of-ways. Part of those right-of-ways were never acquired by the city. The property, so the owner owns, the property owner owns the right-of-way, and we're trying to compensate for purchasing the right-of-ways so we'll be able to facilitate this project.
And will these Will the piping be both sewage and water? Like it'll be done in tandem?
Right.
Not just one or the other, but the whole project is both. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're hoping also, which is separate from this, this is basically for residences, homeowners. City Hall is open for that, but also it's kind of separate, but it'll run concurrent, is that we're open to hook up some of the business establishments along that route too. So there's the Napa, Alaska, and
that's right,
the BNC complex and so forth. So and it looks like if things go right, we should see something to this effect next summer, but I suspect that it's not going to be really finished until the year after, whatever year that makes it. But
well, you know what? I'm staying here until it's all done because I am one of the benefactors, so I'm happy for that.
So we just wanted to, you know, and then, you know, if you happen to miss this go around, you can always phone my office or somebody here, and we'll get you hooked up with whoever you need to be hooked up with.
You mean like if, because I know this weekend that there's if people have questions, they can meet with the Dow representative directly at the city offices and have questions answered. And I think there's paperwork to sign as well.
Right. There's quite a bit, a little bit. There's a little bit. The good part about this is that if they do come in and get signed up for this, that the grant that or the funding for hooking up to the house is provided to the homeowner. So that's a huge cost.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So that's a big break. So that's why we have to establish the right-of-way for the pipe, for the mainline pipe is the other big one. But of course, we want to see everybody hooked up. And normally this would cost a homeowner a lot of money. I don't know exactly what. But,
oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, well, really appreciate all the work that went on that. Will some of the pipe be underground or go underneath a street to where a street might get blocked off for a short amount of time? Or
There'll be some hopscotching going on when it eventually gets installed. I don't think it's really going to put a dent in anybody's travels, but we'll have to turn. You know, you'll string some will get turned on, some will get. It'll be like a checkerboard for a little while.
Right.
There's one other thing I wanted to bring up too, regarding the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's offer to help those who are behind in rent or utility bills.
Yeah.
Are offering, if you send in an application to them with the necessary information, they're offering to help out with those utilities and rent bills.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So if you go to the website there, but one thing that we saw when we were looking at it is that, and I encourage those that have a computer and may have a senior somebody that doesn't have a computer at home or is not familiar with using the internet, because the application is made online, and that can prove challenging for some people. Anything online is challenging to me. But
yeah, well, I was gonna ask you, like, what range are you in, Pete? You know what the internet is, right?
I think what I'm thinking of is, you know, people that are, if you know somebody that's had a hard time or is on a fixed income.
No, really, that's good to point out.
That, you know, go to the website, take a look at the application. It's not all that hard. It's just, you know, navigating the virtual world. And, some people aren't familiar. Some people just get turned off. But if you can encourage somebody that you might, especially with the utilities and, of course, rent. I don't have much to do with rent. I mean, I pay rent, but the city doesn't collect too much rentals. But the utility bills is definitely an issue. I know ONC is helping out, so the tribal members there. But there's a lot of people here in town that aren't tribal members, and this would be for them. And or anybody else has just had a hard time because of this crazy COVID situation. I don't know what to call it.
Okay. Crazy COVID situation, Fitz. Well, thank you very much, Pete. And if you want to learn more about the Internet, go ahead and Google your name and see what happens.
Somebody said that in the council meeting. I said, yeah, maybe I should do that.
No, don't. Only, you know, do it at like 12 noon when you have nothing else to do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. So we're going to go to a very short break, right, Grady? We went a little bit longer than we normally do to capture the calls. And we have a couple people waiting. Thank you. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Did you know you can be carrying COVID-19 with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Individuals unaware they are infected with COVID-19 are still highly contagious and can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. We can't predict when someone will have mild or serious infection. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including but not limited to parties, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone in your household are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
The Alaska Housing Rent Relief Program may be able to pay your rent and utility bills for up to 12 months, even if they're past due. To see if you qualify, visit alaskahousingrelief.org. Deadline to apply is March 5th. Call or text RELIEF to 1-833-440-0420, toll free, or visit alaskahousingrelief.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to Robert Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Mr. Hoffman.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a little input on what I have been observing for 1 year now about this COVID-19.
Yeah, please.
You know, for about 8-9 months, you know, this COVID was so terrifying. We even in the houses were very scared of catching some kind of a disease. And especially the elders, us elders, we have a hard time breathing, you know, and you know, and lo and behold, the shots came around, the COVID-19 shots. And you know, I also witnessed all of that. And I honestly believe in my heart that the COVID-19 shots had a lot, very, very big effect on the disease. And as of yesterday and news, the COVID-19 has been going down very, very rapidly in the last month or so. Since the COVID-19 shots started getting all over everywhere you go, there's shots available for free. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of that, them people volunteering and doing their stuff to go give shots to everybody. Keep it up. It has a big effect. I've watched it very, very closely for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I hope in the future, the very near future, that we could vaccinate them little kids too. If we could vaccinate them little kids, not only will they get back to go to school and get their little education that they deserve, I think it'll be more cleaner in our region. in the future. So I hope someday they start finding little shots for them little kids. Okay, that's all I got, Diane. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay. We have Wasily from Neboskiak. Good morning.
Hello,
Wasily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks to Robert for COVID-19 thought encouragement. We need that, and I've had two thoughts already, so I'm done.
Oh, good. Me too.
Talking about the emergency, we had the electricity generator cut out since yesterday morning here at Neboskiak, and I realized there is a small generator running and keeping other homes with heat. I would consider this situation an emergency. It's 17 below zero outside.
Wow.
I heard before some local saying that Alaska Energy Authority will work to get us a new plant for this village, which had a problem about 15 years on and off. And still, I don't see that yet. And I still don't see that happening and plant upgraded. And that's what I like to see happening this time. What the village members should know about government state funding departments is they won't initiate the development for your village to get you understand, let me put it this way, as in dividend fund. The state provides applications, then we for ourselves apply to get funds. The state does not apply for us. That's how it works also in local government management. Your council or board of directors first have to apply and provide information the benefactors like to see before approving the benefits. The 2022 funding applications for this fiscal year, 2022, are ready. But it's up to you, up to your village council or board of directors to initiate. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
That's all. Bye.
Thank you, Wasily. Okay, we're going to go to Nikolai Stephen from Oscarville.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I would like to encourage those people that have Whitefish Net and right by Oscarville, because our old man was checking those Whitefish Nets a couple of days ago, and he found out most of those Whitefish Nets weren't been checked for fire, and he was really concerned about those whitefish nets in front of Oscarville, because during the summer we normally fish in front of Oscarville, and I can see those people from upriver, downriver, fish by Oscarville, and our main concern is about try not to waste too many what we catch. And it's really bad for us to do that. That our ancestors tell us to only fish. When you have enough fish, you quick stop fishing and take your net out. That old man from Moscow was really concerned about. So I decided to call on to you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in about that.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. John Nick for round two. Good morning.
Hi, second call. I'd like to comment about that one caller talking about hydro, what they call that, for the virus, hydro. It has a hard name pronouncing. But Trump took that, and they said...
Oh, hydrochloric?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People have been saying, that's not an alternative to the real vaccine. And that's just a theory on that. And they were saying about that, you were doing research on that. That stuff will kill people. And they were saying on the news, why did Trump take that? That's a suicide note, you know, so to speak, because you never know how it affects your body. I mean, he was so, I don't know how you can say it.
There's
not a word to say, but that was insane to be taking that. So I urge people, please take the real vaccine. Don't take alternative or artificial medicine that could induce the spread of the virus. You have to take the real COVID shot in order to control that. Don't be take another experimental shot without having done a real hard research on that type of medication. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could
mm-hmm.
cost your life or something else might happen. And that's all I want to say. And I want to thank ONC for the food vouchers that they gave out their last ones. And thank you very much for that. It helps out a lot of people. And everyone, please have a safe weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yes?
I forgot to mention one thing. The guy was talking about his whitefish being, you got to check them daily.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you don't check them daily, when you have dead fish on the net there, even if it's cold water, they have a scent of deadness, so the fish tend to stay away from the net because they give out aroma, you know.
Oh, good point.
It's a phenomenon that we can't understand, but the fish can smell the water. Mm-hmm. You know.
They'll go around that whole thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, you ain't going to catch very much fish.
Yeah.
So, because all the slime on there tends to create some sort of aroma.
That's a good point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. We're going to go to Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Diane. This is Carrie calling.
That Carrie.
It's me again.
The
Yay,
one.
My favorite day.
Yes,
my favorite
yes.
Day now is going to be Fridays just to talk to Diane.
Because you're calling, I'll say you're my favorite student. How about that?
Okay. I like that. But again, I'll probably say my name. Say my name. So we do have
awesome.
The USDA produce boxes.
Oh, good.
Today, and it's going to be just one pickup point at Second Road Housing by the old ASHA office. I know I've been getting a lot of responses like, where is this building at? How come I can't find it? They go fast. So on Second Road Housing, it's it'll be the only like green build. I think it's green past the IASPIC, and it's on the right side or left side, I guess, just depending on what side you coming off of the road from. So at 4 o'clock today, we'll have just that one location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. Do you know how many boxes you might be distributing today?
Today it's going to be 75 boxes. I set aside already some for delivery, and we were able to get again the enough cards for Valentine's Day for the food bank boxes.
Oh my gosh! Nice.
Thank you, Susan, for arranging that and, you know, manning that whole thing. So.
And what time again?
At 4 p.m.
4 o'clock, okay. All right, that sounds good. What a great thing to do. Thank you, Carrie.
All right, thank you. And then next time I see you in person, I'm going to rub that in. Favorite student.
Oh, okay, well, it's just between you and me.
Okay, let's keep it that way.
Don't want other students to get upset.
Okay.
All right, Carrie, have a good afternoon.
You too, bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to go to Susan in Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carrie, for calling. I was worried about what time to get the word out because it is so cold out.
I know.
Yeah, we had more than enough Valentine cards. Actually gave some to the supper club and TWC and the library, too, because we had more than enough. It was very successful.
That's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
What a good initiative.
Yeah, and they were really nice, creative cards. And I'm thinking of something in the future to do similar to keeping everybody involved. On that AlaskaHousingRelief.org, that website, and people talking earlier on the talk show about some people might not have access to internet.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a phone number to call.
Oh, good.
And I'll give you the phone number, but let's give people time to get pencil and paper.
And this is for help with your bills, utilities, right, that
and
you can apply
well,
for?
Well, it's mostly rent, I think, from what I understand. They were on Coffee Talk a couple days ago. And past rent, current rent, and what they want to do, there's a deadline of March 5th, and the reason is they're going to review them all, and then it's all going to go out. Hopefully everybody had time to grab pencil and paper. Here's the phone number. And it's also, if you listen to back Coffee Talk on it a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday even, they talked about this. Okay, 1-833-440-0420.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the phone number. The website is AlaskaHousingRelief.org.
Okay, thank you.
And that might have more information. But this is a really opportune thing, but it has a steep deadline because they want to have them all in to review, and then it's all going to go out until the grant is gone. And it's a multi-million dollar opportunity here.
Yes.
To help a lot of people.
Right. Right.
And, you know, if you're impacted by the COVID, this is an opportunity to still stay, because the numbers are going down, and it's thanks to the masking and social distancing and the vaccinations and people that already got the sick from it, and it's going down. And I just wonder if that gentleman from Antioch knows the history about the diphtheria epidemic in Nome and the dogs that went up there to get the shots out there. I wonder back then if there was somebody spooting out, don't take that shot, it's going to kill you and make you have freaky babies and blah, blah, blah. I just wonder back then if there was somebody like that trying to tell people not to do something that can save their life. It's just...
Right.
It just floors me. And somebody doesn't take the shot and they die from COVID, you can live with that. I can't. I encourage people to get the shot. And it's, you know, people are apprehensive about the RNA, the messenger RNA format of the shot. Well, soon they're going to approve either AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson. And those are one-and-done shots, and they're a different version of how they made it. So maybe people that are apprehensive about this one can do the other one. And right now as we speak, there are kids volunteering, under the age of 16, and there are pregnant women volunteering to take this vaccine. There's tests right now on that, and so far the results have been good. So I really think went back then when they had the diphtheria thing in Nome with the dog Togo and the other dog and all that, all the history we have of that, if there was somebody back then saying, don't take this shot, you know, diphtheria is just going to go away on its own. We're all going to be all right. I just wonder. All right. Okay, thank you. And again, I'm going to give that phone number out if people found that their pen didn't have any ink or anything like that. And it's 1-833-440-0420. And again, thank you for Carrie for calling in about the USDA food, because not everybody has Facebook. And, yeah, if you know where IOPIC Apartments is, you go down there and across the way, there will be the food to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dairy produce. It's got, I think, milk, cheese, eggs in it, too. So,
nice.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, and have a good weekend, and stay safe and warm, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. You too, Susan. Uh-huh. All right. We're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. Good morning,
Stephen. Good
morning. Good morning.
Happy Friday to everybody.
Yes.
I agree with the last caller about getting shots. I did get both my vaccines. So even though we're vaccinated, everybody should still continue to practice social distancing and, you know, keeping your bubble small.
Mm-hmm.
I think earlier this week, Dr. Fauci had announced that if the, I think, United States had about 60 to 70 herd immunity, that we would be on the right track.
That's right. Yeah.
As for the Delta, I think we've reached that milestone, you know, 60, 70% immunity, herd immunity or whatever they call it. So I'm really happy to see that. Even though there are people out there trying to discourage people from taking this life-saving vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so continue to push people, you know. I encourage people to take that vaccine. I don't think we'll ever get to a normalcy we grew up with and know, but at least we'll be protected. And if somebody gets that COVID, they won't have as much symptoms, mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
With what people were experiencing when they first got this. And then earlier this week on Yuk to Yuk, Mr. James Charlie, I believe his name is, had called in and announced that he got a letter from, I can't recall, but they said that that king salmon that are going to return this coming summer are expected to return low, as we've been experiencing it for the past 10 years.
Oh, no.
So this time, you know, we're already hitting spring. Pretty soon it'll be summer. So it's the time to start planning ahead of what the Kuskokwim River people are going to do. And I really didn't like the idea of the federal takeover of our rivers because, you know, we suffer down here. And when the state of Alaska takes care, you know, of the upper section, they usually open them for them. So back in the early 2000s, when we had the experiencing a low king return, the state did have rolling openings and closures, like 4 days on or 3 days closer, or it might happen the other way. So I'd like to see that again instead of a complete closure. So those are my 2 cents. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling, Stephen. We're going to go to a quick break. I'm Diane McGachran. This is KYUK Talk Line, 640 a.m.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
At YKHC, we remain here for you and your family, especially during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We are doing everything in our power to prevent these difficult circumstances, but we need your help. If you are experiencing any symptoms of illness, you should immediately isolate yourself from others and contact YKHC for testing. In Bethel, call 543-6949. Or arrive for drive-through testing on Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. If you are in a village, call your local clinic. Everyone must do all they can every day to stop the transmission of this illness. This includes testing and isolating yourself when you feel even a little bit sick. This message brought to you by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
COVID-19 hit Alaska's small business employees hard. If the pandemic has reduced your income,
Alaska Housing Rent Relief may be able to pay up to 12 months of your rent and utilities. Deadline to apply is March 5th. Call or text RELIEF to 833-440-0420, toll free. Visit alaskahousingrelief.org.
Travel restrictions alone are not enough to prevent a COVID outbreak. The precautions work best at protecting us from COVID-19 when layered together. Please continue to only spend time indoors with members of your household. Stay home, except for essential activities like exercising or getting groceries. Wear a mask anytime when you leave home. If you must be around someone who is not part of your household, wear a mask. Maintain at least 6 feet of distance and stay outdoors if you can. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces in your home frequently. Everyone must be vigilant and practice the precautions needed to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Nasuluku, COVID-19 alrit, chali chikirting yuk ngout sakchuk ngaluku su nausun, asanun chaknak nausu yuk ngalrenun. Nasu nakuk kinkut chaknak nausu sakat. Kwanikwa kwikbim kuskuk himsunun nini COVID-19 ak chaknak aknakuk. Tamamta ikayutak kawukut COVID-19 am saknrit sakanun. Waikeit sim kukwai tammaita. Ila gasqf gnaki nilgut gnrilkput changrata ilaklugi galukalrit tummagchilrit bingo alkhurilrit quyukhumungtungaunatun agaayulrit covid-19 nalrit amlkhinakh tugallkhatni nunamtni ikaayuchukngautun nawllunritlhkaanun yukhunik ngap ilaavat qallu ilaqlerpit gina nilgutun qallu Spit COVID-19 nalgaten nausukuvt qayagawxu klinikkaq nunaftsni qallumamtqiilxmi qayagorluku COVID-19 hotline 543-6949 nasunritnaqqilxit without qani ykc.org una kingunaqtuqwakan Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We're going to go to a couple of callers. Wilson, for one, in Bethel, yeah. Or Anchorage.
I'm in Anchorage, I am from beautiful downtown Bethel. That's my hometown.
Yes.
I hope that everyone is enjoying their February past the midway mark.
Yes.
We have a lot of things to look forward to. By we, I mean, as if I was in Bethel, you know. Springtime activities, a lot of good things happening in that area, I know. Here in Anchorage, I still have yet to get used to what I need to do to enjoy spring activities, you know. There's places I don't know about, but maybe some. I think I have one friend that lived in this area that's going to show me what I can do as a, you know, fellow native to enjoy nature, you know, possibly even hunting and fishing or something. He even was going to take me out boating, and I don't know nothing about boating around here, but, you know, that's the only way you learn is to have someone show you. You know, that's the way of the Yupik way. We learn something and we pass it on so other people can benefit. It's not only for the person who has been taught it, it's for to be passed on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Yupik way. Anyway, I heard someone call from Naposkiak, and this is Wilson Green. I drove by there a few times when I lived there, and there was this one guy that was taking out some whitefish from his net, and he said he had an overload, and he asked me if I want to take some to my mom, Esther Green, which I do. I'm here in Anchorage, but, you know, my mom craves whitefish, and her number is 545-2577. If anyone is willing to share with her, I know you, over by Oscar Mill, there's an overload. Over by Neposkiak, you know, people get an overload of their whitefish. Please give my mom, Esther Green, a call. She'll be happy to take some off your hands, and she won't waste any because, you know, when you pick share, it is eaten no matter what. So, anyway, I hope everyone enjoys the opportunity to get their COVID shot, because I got mine, and my next shot is on March 8th.
You were able to get it in Anchorage, okay?
Yeah, because you have to call ANMC if you're recently moved to Anchorage. You ask to be given a provider, because you have to make an appointment with your provider. So they provided me a provider. Then I made an appointment, and then
nice.
It was done.
Oh, good for you.
You know, you kind of have to learn the process here in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering.
You know, I don't know what to say about if you move to Anchorage and you're from Jawhawk or Anetovic or wherever you're from, you know, Kasigluk, Bethel, Tuntutuliak, you have to make contact with Cook Inlet Tribal Corporation, because they're the ones that are supposed to take care of your tribal needs. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a death in the family, they're the ones that will help you with burial assistance, whether you qualify or not. See, Cook Inlet denied me, so, you know, I just struggle with what bill I have. So, you know, bills are bills. You know, that's just life. Anyway, thank you for those people who have donated to my cause, you know, when it comes to burial services for my Angela Nicole Green. You know, she died on the January 15th, and it's been coming on 5 weeks or so. You know, I feel a whole lot better than a few weeks ago, but only with family support and family love and caring and sharing. That's the most important, sharing memories of our time together.
Okay,
I hope everyone learns that practice, you know, to share share the memories and share the love.
Yeah. Are you okay?
My throat gets dry and it's no fun. But anyway, enjoy it. I'm going to listen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Wilson.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. All right, we're going to go to Fritz Charles from Bethel. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. 1 second.
Oh, okay. Get yourself set.
So, I agree with Stephen down at Neposkiak with the king numbers projected to be coming in fairly low, but those are just projected numbers, and they're not always accurate. And then I belong, one of the co-chairs for the Kuskokwim Sound Management Working Group here in Bethel. And they usually have spring meetings. It's going to be either in March or April or even May. And we'd like to encourage everybody that's subsistence user out here in this area to attend that meeting, because at that meeting they discuss when to start the closure dates at the beginning, beginning of June up until I'm not sure when, but that'll be discussed during that meeting. And if that meeting comes out, we'll definitely put it out on Facebook and
course, KYUK and the local newspapers too. So, but all throughout the summer, they meet weekly, every week, and that'll be determined at that meeting too, when the meeting will start every week. But usually we have no participation from anybody in from the villages or in Bethel. There's only same people that attend the meetings every week. I'd like to encourage all the public that is a fisherman subsistence user for salmon, not just only king salmon, because we need a lot of inputs of the people out there. And, you know, people just talk on the radio just like we are today, and they take no action. There's no involvement in meetings, either with the state fish and game or fish and wildlife. Fish and wildlife, I cannot speak for them because I don't know their process. They came up with this fairly, I wouldn't say a new group. It's Intertribal Fish Commission. I'm not sure if somebody's one of the directors listening, if they can call in and explain to them if they can attend meetings publicly, but I think they're most likely closed to the public. Only the directors or executive directors can attend those meetings. Yeah, like I said, please start getting involved in these meetings, which, you know, when the federal takes over, we still have our meetings, because the state waters from Aniak on up to the headwaters, that's what we're controlling. And every year for the past so many years now, from Aniak on up, they have not had any closures, while the rest of us down here in the lower Kuskokwim are highly regulated. Meaning, last year or a couple of years ago, we were restricted to fishing, meaning no fishing at all in the Kuskokwim for a month and a half or 2 months. And that's, you know, it could be unacceptable, but, you know, anything that we can do for our king salmon that come up to the Kuskokwim to spawn, you know, those are the criterias that we look for. And we'll see what we can do. I don't know what the future this coming summer will provide us, and but what I've been told from my elders, when there's fish in the river, you fish for your family, because the state or the federal is not going to come in and feed my family during the winter times. And who knows what? We might not have any electricity like Texas for now, or the fuel prices are so outrageous that we cannot afford to get heating oil. Those are some scenarios. So keep that in mind. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Thank you, Fritz, for the information. Okay. It's so helpful when people call in with the different key things that are important in our region and give us information. Really appreciate it.
Takes a village.
It takes a region. It takes all of humanity. Just a reminder that today at 4 o'clock, there'll be USDA produce boxes. And you can pick those up at Second Road Housing by the old ASHA office, and that's at 4 p.m. And if you need help with your utilities, you can call 1-833-440-0420. And then that you will get directions on applying for utility relief. You can, you can also go online to, and this is all one word, AlaskaHousingRelief.org, and you can get directions there. There's funding available, so, yeah. And Grady, did you have an announcement?
Yeah, just want to let people know that we are observing, our news department is observing the holiday from Monday today because of K300 coverage. There will be no news from KYUK today and this evening.
Oh, today's a holiday?
Well,
for KYUK?
We are half and half. Half of us took it on Monday, half of us took it now. It's because of the way we juggle K300 coverage
oh,
and the
gotcha.
Holiday normally with Martin Luther King Day. This one just happened to be another holiday on a Monday and K300 coming to a head together.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. All right. We're going to go to Cesari. Hi, Cesari.
Yeah. Good morning. And, you know, there's right now on KYUK News, they're saying Yukon Casco Health Corporation announced from February 11 to February 18, there was no new cases, zero cases, 1 week with COVID. Why this LKSD school is closed? Why the all the school? I can get it. They have so much vaccination in here. The people staying in ACs, YK to get you shot. Why the teachers give them fear from get exposed? Why they not get the shot? And get these kids back to school is ridiculous. Is those poor little thing is suffering, the mentally and physically, the suffering to be locked up in the home and try steady what they're not steady. There is 90% what is raising the little ones that is grandparents, and then they don't know how to use those laptops. They don't know how steady they. They're not teachers. And this thing is really affecting. They'll be really dead when they come back to the system, to the school. They'll be different people. They'll be pretty much waste their life in there because there's no systematic, there should be most priority things for these little ones right now to open the school. Mostly in Bethlehem when you have so much vaccination and you don't have no anything. There was in New York in the CNN said the one restaurant fired waitress because she refused the vaccination. Why LKSD don't do that to the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous what's going on in here. We need the school. We need back to the life. It's not only LKSD that we need all offices. We don't have what we have, no cases, or they drop to zero for another year, and maybe we will open. It sounds like it's stronger when the government pumping the money. Nobody won't work anymore. Everybody looking for an excuse to get free money, free food stamps, free payments, free things, and they don't simply know what to work. I don't know where this thing going in there. This should be the mentally screw up or what? It is refusing to go work and stuff, and I know what, I want free money, I want free food, I want free everything. But that is not the point. Is for me, this really get these kids to school. Get these kids to school. Even in all the European, what is the COVID really stronger, much stronger within here, and all the young kids, those kindergarten and first graders, they're going to school. The class is open for the young one. Even even the COVID is so powerful in there. In here we have zero cases for 1 week. We have culture center closed. We have rec center closed. With everything. What this thing? They don't have any common sense what's going on in there. I don't know why this thing going like that. This thing is ridiculous.
I think we might have to be a little more patient and see if we can hold on to these low numbers. Not a year or two. I think in the coming weeks, if the numbers stay low, I think we'll see some different communication come from from YK, and I'll bet LKSD is going to be talking about this quite a bit. They have a board meeting, actually, on Wednesday, February 24th. LKSD does.
Oh, February 24th, that is...
Yeah, and you can join it if you want.
I will, because that is ridiculous. These kids need to go back to school. That is not about me, it's about them, about new generation, new future in this town. We know these guys, they don't know what's going on with them. They think their life is like that right now.
Well, but kids are so flexible. They can adjust. They will be okay. They really will.
I see those kids on the streets. I see these kids what they're acting, how they're acting in school, and tell me some 70-year-old grandma going teaching the kids classes and stuff.
Yeah.
Those kids what the parents. I have two more minutes actually. I'm watching my clock.
Are you sure? Because it feels like you're close to 5 minutes.
Maybe you feel
Cesari?
It's like, you feel on the wind, on the field, you feel the temperature on the wind much lower.
Okay, yeah, you're...
I let you go. I tell you, these people have to speak up and put pressure to the school to open up as soon as possible.
I think they're feeling the pressure. But
I think
gotcha.
They're not doing nothing. They don't want to work, I think, simply. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye, Cesari. Okay. We're going to go to Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the YK people. I totally disagree with that. Why? Because our medical certified experts say so. Mm-hmm. And we're going to wait till YK and LKSD says so. And they're having the state has a plan to vaccinate all the teachers. And why? I've seen them children on national news. Holy, they're getting it too. And that's my no disagree right there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think why can the state officials, medical certified officials, and I'm even on the YK Delta here, I'm glad they're holding back on that. And I think those previous callers on fishing game, and yeah, I believe there'll be a tribal fish commission meeting in March. And I want to remind my people, remember we were closed 2 weeks? Your input that time on that reopening it, they reopened it because you people gave your input. And you have your tribal fish commission members that you can contact and get that, I believe it'll be teleconference, and you could get all the info on there and attending that meeting, and your input counts. Remember, they closed it 2 weeks, and by your participation, we opened it.
Okay.
But I want to remind fish and game, all the salmon come from the sea. And just like Fritz said, you guys police us too much, fish and game. That's not fair. All the salmon come from the sea and there's interception out there too. But anyway, I'm challenging Jalista. When they're going to go on the radio and talk about down in gold mine, when they're going to hear our input, I challenge them on that, instead of sitting over there in Anchorage. And why everything being quiet, they're going ahead with it. And I want my people to remember, when they start it, they're going to have that big lake, poison lake, filled with mine poison. It's going to sit there. They're not going to do anything about it. And when they're all done, they're going to get rich and leave. And who's going to mind that big lake of poison that's powerful enough to kill everything here on the Kuskokwim, our food source? But anyway, I'd like to thank, in closing, I'd like to thank ONC for the COVID-19 help and all those people on the Whitehead Delta are pushing to get vaccinated. It's working. We're on.
All right. Well, thank you. Yes.
And we're on the KYUK for giving my opinion, and I thank you, you too, for being there. Good morning.
All right. Thank you, Yvonne. I think we have Wassily again from Nebosiak. Is that right?
Yes. Good morning again.
Good morning again. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding the Anchorage caller, who is actually from the beautiful downtown Zafel, Alaska, regarding the tribal registrations in health care.
Yes, in Anchorage.
Past 10 years ago, we know that for us natives, we do have a health care that is free. And in the past 10 years, I found out that having to go through these medical fees without registration, it will have a bill. In the past probably 4 years or less, as a board of director, corporation board of director here at Nepalstead, I made resolution twice in each year regarding tribal registrations for the health care providers for all, you know, Alaska Native members, to unite, register digital computers, wherever the providers are located in Alaska, and for tribal members to avoid any expense for registration or rejection to medical needs due to not having registered in other areas in its providers. And twice, the AFN Board of Directors in Anchorage did not approve my resolutions since they rejected that, they did not provide it to the delegates in a meetings to be debated to approve it or not. If it was approved, then we as a tribal members, wherever we are located in Alaska, if our registrations were united, we would have being listed in the computer and free for services. And that's what I worked on twice in each year, but rejected by the AFN Board of Directors. I hope it's, you know, this works on. And thank you very much. Good morning. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our show. Thank you, everyone, for calling. The different information and points of view are really welcome and appreciated. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, winter wind chill advisory starting this evening and going into tomorrow could have wind chills up to or down to minus 45 degrees. So be very careful. And if you do own a dog, please think about that dog and what they might need, like straw, a shelter, maybe let them in. Anyway, have a really wonderful weekend. It's very bright and sunny in Bethel right now.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at bethelfuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
The Alaska Housing Rent Relief Program may be able to pay your rent and utility bills for up to 12 months, even if they're past due. To see if you qualify, visit alaskahousingrelief.org. Deadline